Wednesday, it's the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you listening today. Good to have you following along. Because we have to destroy some liberal myths with reckless abandon this hour, and I want you to be here for it. Coming up on the program, Ron Van Timmeren and Congressman Dan Kildee will join me in hour number three here. So it's all important. The death toll in California's wildfires now 48. That from the most recent fires led by the Camp Fire. Odd name for a forest fire, but that's the name of it, the Camp Fire. The death toll is the largest wildfire death toll in California history. And so a lot of folks are making this into being the worst fire of all time and catastrophic, and they would have you believe that this is unprecedented, never happened before, which is all, well, it's simply wrong. Simply put, that is absolutely wrong. As far as wildfires go, California's had wildfires as long as anybody else in North America. As long as anyone else in North America, California's had these wildfires. The difference today, more than twice as many people live in California today as when I was born. The population of California at 35 million and growing steadily is larger than the nation of Canada. And 50 years ago, the population was less than 20 million. So there are people living in places that they didn't live before. They're living in places where mudslides occur and floods occur, and yes, forest fires occur. Because for many decades, the policy of the Forest Service, the National Forest Service, the NFS, was to put out every fire that started. Even if it was started by lightning and natural causes, they would go through and they'd work tirelessly to put out those fires. So what's happened is you have a tremendous amount of fuel on the ground, and when these fires begin, they roar and they get pretty big. Now, the campfire is 150,000 acres. Last August, there was the car fire, 229,000 acres, and these are big. And California Governor Jerry Brown, who is America's leading socialist and fearmonger when it comes to the pending end of the world because of what he says is man-made global climate change, he too should spend some time reading to understand what forest fires are really about. He says these fires in California are the new normal, and it's all because of what you and I have done. It's because I drove a pickup truck to work today that California is on fire. But what he forgets to tell people in the Golden State is these wildfires, by comparison, are fairly small in North America. So I guess some education is in order. I'll give you some education. And let me preface that by saying 48 people have died. I understand that. It's very serious. Wildfires are dangerous, frightening, and can be emotionally overwhelming. Yes, that's all true. Lives are sometimes lost. Homes are destroyed. People are kicked out of their communities by natural disaster. It happens all the time around the world. Let me also explain that these kinds of fires have been going on in this country since before it became a country. And I know how devastating they can be because I've been caught in the middle of forest fires that make the California fires look quite small, by the way. Before you get too carried away, let's take a look historically at big fires in the United States. I was on the front lines of the biggest fire season ever. At that time, 1988, giant fires roared across the West, including California, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and Yellowstone National Park. In Yellowstone National Park, the summer of 1988, 1.1 million acres were affected by wildfire. 1.1 million acres. Again, the campfire that's killed 48 people is about 150,000 acres. It's a fraction of the size. And I went back and forth from Bozeman, Montana, where I was working for a local ABC affiliate and a local radio station doing news coverage down there. I flew in big helicopters from the Montana Air National Guard. I flew over the fires, into the fires, watched smoke jumpers get in and out of the helicopters. I was right in the front lines. I have a pretty good understanding of forest fires, and I did the entire time I was there. There were more fires the following year, but they were smaller. And I can tell you that being in a place where there's ash falling like it's a snowstorm, like a blizzard, ash is falling out of the sky, and it's not like snow. It doesn't just wipe off your windshield. It's greasy. It smears. It makes a mess. It's hard to breathe. It's hard on people. But in order to really put all of this into perspective, you have to go back even farther. Here in Michigan, because all of this, when Donald Trump says it's bad forest policy, he's right. Because you put out all of those fires for all of those decades, and now the policy is to let it burn. The problem is, with this much fuel, i.e. dead logs piled on the forest floor, when they do burn, they burn big. And that's why Yellowstone burned 1.1 million acres, because they had endeavored to put out every fire for decades. And so when it caught fire, and the winds came, and the fire came, and then fires create their own wind by sucking air into the bottom. They create their own wind storms. Big fires do. And I'll get back to that in a minute, but let's start in Michigan. Michigan's Thumb had what is called the Thumb Fire. It happened in 1881. September the 6th, 1881. More than 1 million acres burned in a single day. Think about that. More than 1 million acres burned in a single day, eight times the size of this campfire, touched by flames in just one day. That was also because of bad policy and bad forest management, because at that time, Michigan was in the middle of a logging boom. And so all of these lands were being logged off, all the brush and debris and the leftover branches left behind. And so when a fire came, there was tremendous amounts of fuel. Another fire, the Great Michigan Fire, burned from Lake Michigan all the way to Lake Huron. It consumed 2.5 million acres of Michigan land consumed by fire. 2.5 million acres all the way from Lake Michigan to Lake Huron. Think about this. Gale force winds powered that fire. That same day, the Great Chicago Fire occurred, thanks to Mrs. O'Leary's cow, if you believe that. It kicked over a lamp, and then sparks whipped through Michigan. The same day, there was a fire in Wisconsin and Michigan's western UP called the Peshtigo Fire. On that single day, it's estimated 2,500 people died from the Peshtigo Fire alone, not even talking about the Chicago Fire. The people in the town of Peshtigo, Wisconsin, which was wiped out by the fire, more than 800 people died in that little town alone. And think about this. This is back when America's population was small. And there weren't many people living here compared to today when we have 325 million. But it was bad policy then. It was bad policy now. Bad policy then was logging off great tracts of land, leaving all the clutter behind, all the branches, all the stumps, all the debris, all the fuel. So when the fire would start, whether it was started by a lightning strike or a careless camper or somebody dropping a cigarette or whatever, starts these fires, away they go. But the notion that somehow these fires in California are attributable to global warming is nonsense. I'm sorry, it doesn't stand the test of time. Let me give you a few more examples just so you understand where I'm coming from. In 1825, the Miramichi Maine Fire burned 3 million acres. In 1898, 3 million acres burned in South Carolina. In 1910, 3 million acres burned in the Great Idaho Fire. And I could go on. Millions of acres consumed by fire. And for some species, fire is the only way they reproduce. One of those species being in California called the lodgepole pine, named because obviously it's a straight pine tree that's easy to build homes from. The lodgepole pine doesn't even reproduce until the temperature exceeds 125 degrees. That's when the cones open and the seeds are released. And the seeds get on those waves of hot air and they're carried away to reseed a new forest. So these forests regenerate and reproduce by fire because that's part of the natural cycle of things. Burning it up and regenerating it. So before you get too carried away and think the world's coming to an end, Chicken Little, let me tell you this. Much bigger fires have raged across Michigan. We're doing okay. And in California, you'll do okay too. Just try some of that medicinal marijuana or even the recreational stuff. Chill out. You'll be okay. 14 after, it's a Wednesday on the Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan residents are targeted for identity theft more often than the rest of the country. It's a fact. But did you know the Michigan Chamber has an identity theft protection solution designed to help Michigan Chamber members and their employees? It's true. And it's the best data protection you can get today. There are only two kinds of people, those that have had their data stolen and those that will. The Michigan Chamber is here to help you defend yourself and your employees from getting robbed. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Michigan Chamber logo to learn more and get started. Protect yourself with the Michigan Chamber Identity Theft Protection Solution.
If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. MyPureHealthSolutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on to MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and health savings accounts too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it today.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
But what about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.